Hi everyone, welcome to For the Road Ford, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Tiraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer and OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So jumping right in, I'm joined by someone who not only has a front row seat to what's working and what's not across tens of thousands of dealerships, but he's also like me. And if you're a frequent viewer or listener of this podcast or any recent industry events, you've likely heard me say that the minute I take off or lose my dealer hat, it's time to send me back into the field. And my guest today, Cody Gentry, AVP of Dealer Success with Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book, I know feels exactly the same way. Only for him, it would be a cowboy hat, right, Cody? And so I've asked him here to help us continue to unpack some of the most eye-opening stats from the new independent white paper Cox Automotive Commission, Proficient to Complete, powered by Clairvoy Data. So welcome, Cody.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm excited to be here. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, as we're getting ready to talk, and yeah, I've been doing this a long time, but you know, everybody asks, I'm from Texas. I was like, that's right, Texas roots down to my boots every single time. So very connected, very spread out now across the country, talking to dealers. I just got back from a association event last week and talked to hundreds of people. And it was amazing at the feedback that I got.
I love it. We can't wait to hear more about it. So let's start with this stat from the white paper that's really stopping dealers in their tracks. And the finding was that 48% of car shoppers start their journey on a marketplace site, and 8 out of 10 interact with a third-party site at some point through their shopping journey. And so now, to put this in perspective, this wasn't a sampling of a few thousand shoppers or even a few hundred thousand. This was looking at a data set of 1.18 million sales tracked by Clairvoy. And for those of you that know Clairvoy, they're thought of as kind of the Switzerland of the automotive industry in multi-touch and third-party identity resolution and multi-touch attribution and tracking. And so, Cody, you and your team, you're talking to dealers every single day. You used to be a dealer. Do you think that dealers realize just how early and often shoppers are engaging with marketplaces like Auto Trader, Kelley Blue Book, or third-party marketplaces in general?
So I'm going to spin this a little bit, and I actually do believe that they do. Unfortunately, at the same time, they're slaves to their CRM. You know, when they're busy, they got a lot of stuff, so no harm, no foul. But when they need answers, what do? They go to their CRM to pull a quick report. They call their marketing or internet director. How many leads do we have? You know, or they go to their friend, I call it their friend group, right, across the country, where what are you doing? So it's not no fault of their own. It's just having the ability to educate themselves on how customers are shopping today and what's actually really selling cars.
Yeah, I love what you shared there. And here's the kicker. You know, the findings from the independent Proficient white paper found that 1 in 3 car sales in 2024 happened without any lead conversion, no call, no form, no chat, no trackables, just a sale. So Cody, when you hear that, what's your reaction and how are you seeing the most forward-thinking dealers adjusting their strategies to account for those invisible or at least invisible to the CRM shoppers?
Yeah, that really doesn't surprise me at all, because really who wants to send a lead and wait for an answer? Very few. You know, I always ask dealers, what happened to thousands of customers that actually didn't send you a lead? You think you sold a few of those? Absolutely they did. You know, no one's just driving by anywhere, pulling in your lot just to see, hey, what they have. No one's doing that. So our most successful dealers really started adopting and understanding strategies about what sells cars today. You know, just a few little touch points, and I know we'll talk about it here, but embracing multi-touch process, understanding that attribution happens across all models, you know, focusing on quality over quantity and investing in high intent channels, but identifying their blind spots is a big piece of that.
Yeah, that is such an important point. And because if you're only measuring what shows up in the CRM, you're missing a huge part of the story and you're not able to develop a strategy based on what's actually working. And you're also not protecting your spend and capturing opportunities, going where the shoppers are. So tell me this, how are your top performing dealers actually using that insight to rethink how they measure success? Like, are they still chasing lead volume, or are they really starting to look deeper? And I'll just say this before you answer. I've had a few guests on recently that said they're finally seeing the industry shift. Like, dealers' eyes are opening, and that they fully understand that at the end of the month, a stack of leads doesn't pay the bills, but a stack of deals does. It's the only thing that creates that revenue. But what are you seeing the successful dealers doing that are actually taking a leap and the next step to start truly measuring differently, especially with some of the challenges of margin compression? We all often kind of revert back to what we can see and touch and feel when we're nervous, right?
Absolutely. And I 100% agree. And I actually love that quote, right? That the leads that close actually pay the bill. You know, no one wants to spin the wheels of their marketing department, or, you know, to chase bad leads. They just don't want to do it. You know, it's not fair to the people. It actually costs dealers business when they do that. And so, you know, focusing on quality over quantity is the number one thing that our successful dealers are doing. And I wish I could say the percent is over 50. It's probably somewhere around the 25 or 30 that I'm seeing that actually understanding. But you know what? We're gaining on that percentage every day when dealers are really understanding, especially when white papers like we just put out is coming to fruition.
Yeah. So Cody, I want to share with our viewers and listeners something funny. I think you were one of the first people to say that so many dealers were facing an uphill battle. If they thought that 100 at-bats was better than 36 at-bats that they knew would result in a hit. So can you share a little bit about that analogy and why you think now is the time for dealers, if they haven't already, to shift away from cost per lead and focus on a lead that's more likely to close?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that goes over that back to that quality over quantity mentality. But, you know, I was really talking about, you know, putting our best people at the plate, letting them swing away rather than what we're talking about before, which is just a huge volume of leads. It doesn't matter. Like, they can put their rookie in there and swing away. But the chance of them actually connecting and hit a home run is slim to none. But who do you want in there? You want your best people working that high quality lead that you know they can sell. And that's really where that came from. But I love your quote, which is, you know, the ones that sell and close do pay your bills, not the ones that you're chasing that aren't very good.
Yeah. And dealers need to look more deeply. Like CRM and leads documented in a CRM, they have a place. For example, I actually spoke to a dealer group yesterday, and they had just finished out the month. They had all of their salespeople. So everybody from their newest salespeople to their, you know, 30, 40 car a month guy, the 30 to 40 car a month guy, his close rate across leads, forms, phone calls, lot ups, average across the board was 34%. Now, that includes form submission on a straight round robin across all of their forms. Now, their younger, newer, and, you know, 8 to 12 car a month guys, which, you know, don't put in every opportunity, the 30 to 40 car a month guy, the way he does, he tracks everything and has for, you know, for his 25-year career. But the new kids, some of them were closing as low as 2%. Across the board on everything. And you know, those are the guys because they're not busy. They're the ones standing out front, catching the majority of what walks on the lot fresh. And because they're there and available and they don't always have a customer with them on a round robin or a phone up round robin, they're probably one of the first ones picking up the calls. That dealership is throwing money down the tubes by not using the CRM to, like, you don't get an internet lead or a form submission or a phone call round robin or the opportunity to take a lot up until you are closing at a higher rate. Those are the operational process and efficiency improvements that you should be using your CRM and CRM reporting for, not for making marketing dollar spend decisions. So Cody, I want to talk about attribution for just a second. We've all heard the phrase last click wins over the years, especially back in our dealer days, but we know that that's not how people shop anymore and haven't really for almost 10 years. So what are you seeing from dealers who are starting to embrace multi-touch attribution? What are some of those benefits? And most importantly, how is it changing the way they view their media mix and protecting their spend to measure what truly matters?
And there's a lot to unpack there. But to answer that question is, the ones who adopt and understand that multi-touch attribution actually make better marketing decisions, and they're less knee-jerky. And what I mean by that is They're not pulling a close rate or a cost per lead or a cost per sale metric because they understand it happens across all volumes. Matter of fact, here recently, I asked a, and it might have been where I was last week, I asked a vendor who was a, who had a CRM, hey, do you have multi-click attribution? They were like, no. I said, well, who does? They're like, I don't know who does. And I started asking me the same question. They're like, man, if I could get that, that would be awesome. That would help me so much. I was like, well, you're under luck. Yeah. So it's here. They understand it. But the ones that are, again, stuck in the mud and they just don't understand multi-click attribution, they're just wasting their time, wasting their energy, and they're making these bad marketing and business decisions and cutting out. I'll give you a really quick synopsis. I was in a meeting. We're having an ROI conversation, which is I always enjoy those. But they didn't want to talk about what they closed with AutoTrader. They didn't want to talk about what the calls that came in. They only wanted to judge anybody off a lead that was sent in, off a traditional lead, which was very interesting. I was like, tell me about that. Like, why do we think that way? Well, that's just how we're doing it because I want to spend money somewhere else. My dealer doesn't want me to. That's bad information. Like, why are we only looking at that? So I know this is, again, that was just a really small example, but that just happened. Why are we thinking that way? This blows my mind.
Yeah. I had a group this past week, Cody, that said, they said, well, we know our measurement strategy is faulty. We know it's imperfect, but we're comparing everybody apples to apples. So it's still got to be okay. And, you know, I said, really think about that. I know the way I'm measuring success is wrong, but because I'm measuring everything wrong, I'm convincing myself that that makes it okay. And, you know, ROI is, it is the metric that matters. That's it. If you're not creating return on investment and spending every dollar and every minute and making every one of those go as far as possible, you are losing market share to your competition. There is no doubt, especially as so many dealers are starting to adopt this multi-touch technology-based, data-based way of decision-making and tracking that allows them to know what is working and what is not. So Cody, last question. I'm asking everybody the same question that's a guest that's discussing the results and findings of the Proficient white paper for Cox Automotive. So now it is your turn. If you could give one piece of advice to dealers who are listening, whether they're a smaller dealer with one or two stores or a multi-point rooftop, multi-state organization, what's one piece of advice you'd give to them to start shifting towards a more modern ROI-focused approach, especially if they're still relying on last touch or even first touch lead volume to guide their spend?
I love that question. I'm just going to be really quick with it, which is be where the customers are. Know where the customers are. And how do you do that? How do you do that? You understand a multi-touch attribution model. You understand that customers aren't just driving by anymore, pulling in a lot, looking for a car. They're not just a lead volume type scenario where the more I get, the better chance I have to sell. Really understanding that, hey, look, customers are in a marketplace. They're looking to shop, knowing the right marketplaces to be in and understanding those who actually close and make you money and want to partner with you to help you get better. That's ones I want you to need to be with. That's ones I need to best with. And I really need to hold true partnerships close to me so I can actually grow my business.
Great advice there. So Cody, I want to thank you for joining me today. Things sure have changed since you and I were in dealerships and for the better. And with today's data and insights and new ways to truly measure what matters, have platforms like AutoTrader and Kelley Blue Book, where 8 out of 10 shoppers are, new formulas like the weighted engagement formula are helping and working and taking the guesswork out of dealer spend and helping our dealers and clients get in front of, connect with, and gives consumers the experience that they're after. So it is truly a win-win-win on all sides, even for the manufacturers. So Cody, thank you for joining me today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I'm excited about our future.
Yeah. And I got to give credit. If I've heard him say it once, I've heard him say it hundreds of times. But my favorite Cody Gentry quote of all time related to the 20,000 valued dealer clients that we have, you know, the vast majority of those every month are optimizing and using data to improve their business and their operations. And Cody says, you know, hey, 20,000 dealers can't be wrong. I love that one. And so I think that wraps us up for today. I want to extend a big thank you to Cody Gentry and a big thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward. Whether you're watching on your favorite streaming platform such as Spotify or Apple or watching on our AutoTrader homepage, we sure are glad that you are here. And if you want to be a subscriber, where you'll be the first to hear when new episodes episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses, then go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward. And you'll also find the link to the white paper. So subscribe and be one of the first to see the full list of findings. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I want to thank you for joining us on For the Road Forward. Be sure to tune in next week as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.